Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We really appreciate it when you are with us. And we are live on Close Up Radio, 4 p.m. Eastern, right now at the Broadcast Center. And it is September 16th, 2021, at the time of this broadcast, which will be archived. You will have an opportunity to hear this again as often as you like through our links and our archiving. We record all the shows here on Close Up Radio. Very excited to welcome Hallie Brooke to our show. She is a nutrition coach, personal trainer, and the founder of Live Nourished. She calls her practice Live Nourished because she wants her clients to live a well-rounded and healthy life. She says, you know, we have to nourish ourselves with nutrition. We have to nourish our bodies with movement, but we must also nourish our minds with healthier thought patterns that lead to healthier choices. Clients say of working with Hallie, they've learned so much about their body and how the body functions. But what was really transformative was all the mindset work that was done. They learned to think about food completely differently, learned to think about body differently too, and really appreciate it. Hallie specializes in functional medicine. Functional medicine looks at the whole person for the root cause of the disease. She's a full believer in Western medicine, but doctors are generally forced oftentimes on putting out fires. We need to find out what started the fire, she says. According to Hallie, poor health is typically caused by inflammation and poor gut health, chronic stress. With improved diet, immune support, and a shift in mindset, Hallie's clients can finally experience what it feels like to live nourished. That's why working with a health coach can really be so powerful and transformative. She says the work really puts the client in power. The client is the expert of their own lives, sort of the CEO. And they want to hear their story. They want to hear what they've tried. And, you know, and she does too. She loves to hear your story and wants to know all the different things you've tried. And also wants to hear what has worked and what hasn't worked. It's a co-creation between you and Hallie. And it's a co-creation to better health together. It's a beautiful thing she's doing. Let's welcome her live and direct from Colorado Springs, Colorado, Hallie Brooke, Live Nourished Coaching. Hallie, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today, and I hope your day's going well.
My day's going great, Jim. It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. Thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. You know, very fascinated by this topic. What inspired you initially to want to do this kind of work? Was it from your own experiences and life's journey that pointed you in the direction of having this real thirst and interest in functional medicine and creating Live Nourished Coaching?
Yeah, it really was. It was my own life and then my own work with clients. So I came out of college as a pre-med student, ended up taking a hard left turn and doing Teach for America and taught in the inner city here in Colorado Springs for 9 years, taught math. And during that time, went through a number of my own health battles. I had some real hard gut stuff that made me super sick, super tired, super low energy. It messed with my mood and my mental health. And I had doctors just tell me, hey, that's IBS, good luck, which I have since worked with a gastroenterologist who has told me that IBS is what doctors say when they say, I don't know what's wrong with you. So that's what happened to me. And so I really went through a journey of learning how to heal my own body and heal my own gut. And I've always thought that I ate really healthy. I come from a family that values healthy food. They taught me how to do that growing up. So I thought I ate healthy. But what I was doing wasn't right for my body, and so I got sick. And then towards the end of my teaching career, I just started getting that itch for science and medicine again. So I went back to school and did National Academy of Sports Medicine as a personal trainer, and started doing that just kind of on the side and on weekends alongside my teaching career, and really fell in love with my clients more than my profession and realized, you know, food is 80% of the project when someone really comes to a personal trainer. And so I went back and did school for nutrition, and then I started realizing that my clients had so many more things that they were dealing with that I had my own personal experience to help with, but not necessarily the education to help with. So I went back to school again and did functional medicine and came out with that, and then have put all of those together to do Live Nourished. So it's really my own experience and my own journey, and then watching my clients and figuring out what they need that has led me to develop this.
That's amazing. You sound so passionate about it, too. I love that.
I am.
Let's define. You are. Let's talk about some of the work that you do with Live Nourished Coaching.
Yeah, totally. So we integrate nutrition, exercise, and mindfulness practices. And when I say mindfulness practices, one of the things that really sets us apart is we are a lifestyle solution to losing extra fat, to treating chronic fatigue and brain fog and IBS. There are a lot of programs out there that do one piece of those, that do the exercise or do the nutrition, but there's not a lot of programs that do all of that. And a big piece of what sets us apart is really the idea of living nourished, that living nourished takes more than just eating healthy and working out. Sometimes it means eating a burger instead of a salad. Sometimes it means taking a nap instead of going on a run. Sometimes it means resting instead of pushing hard. And nobody teaches that. There's a lot of, P90X was the old one, but just like go harder, eat less. And that's not actually what heals people. So figuring out how to integrate health into people's lives in a way that works for them, that's what really sets us apart.
That's wonderful. That's amazing. I mean, it's really incredible work that you're doing. How do you define, let's break out functional medicine, what it actually is and how it's applied?
Yeah, totally. So the definition of functional medicine is a systems biology-based approach that focuses on identifying and addressing the root cause of disease. And I break disease down into dis-ease. So it's not necessarily a diagnosable disease, but it's not feeling well. It's having achy joints. It's being unclear in your thinking. And the way we think about functional medicine is each system is a group of different things that contribute to an individual's dis-ease. So there's one condition, many causes, and then one cause, many conditions. So an example of that is something like depression. That can be caused by an omega-3 deficiency. It can be caused by frequent antibiotic use or by prediabetes and high A1C. It can be caused by a vitamin D deficiency. It can be caused by low thyroid. And so when you go to a Western medicine doctor, they say, oh, you have depression, here's an antidepressant. When you come into a functional medicine practice, we say, okay, you have depression, let's go back and figure out where that might have come from. What are like the life triggers and traumas that cause that? And then also what are the body functions that are causing that? And then flip the script on that. Inflammation is a huge one. Inflammation is the root cause of depression. Doctors are now starting to call depression inflammation in the brain. Inflammation causes arthritis, inflammation causes cancer, it causes diabetes, it causes heart disease. So instead of treating each of those as individual issues, we treat the inflammation and we get a healthier person as a result. So functional medicine is really treating the root cause and where that thing is coming from in the first place instead of just treating the symptom or the disease. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's all tied together, which, again, makes it complete. Because when it comes to acute care, there's nothing, obviously, better in the world. Emergency care is truly miraculous. But when it comes to chronic care, Western medicine sort of leaves much to be desired. But that's what people are going to the doctors for, right?
Yep. Yeah, people are going to the doctors for the things that they need to be going to their nutritionist for. Yeah, you break your arm, the emergency room is the place to go. If you're dealing with a GI issue or rheumatoid arthritis or something like that, your nutritionist and your functional medicine coach are the place to go. Because the medications that we often get through Western medicine, which are truly miraculous, like sometimes I am a huge fan of antidepressant medicines. I think they're a very important piece of someone's healing, as an example. But if we don't address the root cause, we're just kind of putting a Band-Aid on it. And that's what our doctors, which is super sad, are trained to do. Medical schools are now starting to change this, which is so exciting. But most medical schools, they get one semester of a nutrition course in, you know, more or less 8 years of medical training. So we're just missing this huge piece of what makes humans function, and putting Band-Aids on stuff instead of really healing humans.
Right, exactly. And that's, again, all what it's part of, including go exercise and lose weight. That's what we're always told. That's not, you know, a end-all answer. There is what should I eat, when should I eat, how should I eat, what's my unique chemistry, because each one of us has our own unique chemistry. We're all made up individually. Certain things are passed down, but we have the uniqueness to ourselves. And maybe certain things that are good for other people might actually be bad for me. And if you go to your doctor and they can't answer those questions, well, the only option is a chemical medication, because we do live in an overprescribed society. It's very easy to feel alone, too, through it all, isn't it?
Yeah, super alone, super alone. And that's a big, beautiful piece of where health coaching comes in, is, you know, you go to your doctor and you get a diagnosis, and you go home and you go, well, now what? The New York Times actually just published an article, which is so cool, that's titled Everyone Needs a Health Coach. And it basically talks about what it's like to walk through a health journey with an ally, which is what a health coach is, and to not feel alone, to have someone who's walking with you and helping you heal your body in conjunction with what you're doing from a medical side. It's so important. Yeah, super important.
Yeah, and that's right. You know that you're not alone, and that's what's important for people to realize, because, you know, it's scary to want to take your health into your own hands. It's all based, you know, on contradictory advice. It can really be a minefield. And too often people attack the problem in a really vague way. And that's why connection and this accountability are essential, right?
Yes, connection and accountability, and also knowing what information is good and what isn't. You know, the world of health coaching is such a big buzz term now, that everybody and their sister is now a health coach and a blogger. And so you can go get information on pretty much anything, but whether or not that's good information or that's information that's right for you is really hard to discern. And if you don't know, you know, how to source articles and how to go look for NCBI, you know, medical articles, it can be massively overwhelming. And even if you do know how to go look for quality articles, you know, reading scientific studies is not a typical person's Tuesday afternoon. And then you take all of that information and you put that into a human body that reacts differently than every other human body, because we're all super unique. And it's just a minefield of information and misinformation and half information. The whole keto thing drives me nuts, because it's like half information that's out there. And all these people are doing keto and now we're seeing massive rises in heart attacks, not surprisingly. So yeah, it's, you gotta have an ally in this journey.
And you are an ally for many, many people, Hallie, which is a beautiful thing, because patients have
no
direction, and that's where you come in. You get to be more collaborative with your clients, right? Sometimes they may even share things with you that they don't even share with their closest loved ones and friends.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I tell all my clients when they first come in, you know, I'm the expert in the functional medicine coaching side, but you're the expert in your own life. So this is not you know, an expert to the peon kind of relationship. This is expert to expert collaboration. Because my clients are the experts on themselves. They're the experts on their own bodies. They're the experts on their own lives. And I think that's really important, and I think that's really missed in a lot of just regular health and fitness programs, a lot of diet programs, most diet programs, I would say, but also in the medical community, it's really missed that our clients, our patients, are experts on themselves, and we're not in their skin. So it's a two-way collaborative, let's do this together process that I think is really important.
And that's the key, right? It's requires the effort, because you have to take responsibility, right? You do have to take responsibility
mm-hmm.
for your own life, and that's something that should happen really at the first session. Let's talk about the first session. Is it a lot like what we're describing, where you get to have a frank conversation with them?
Yeah, exactly. So my clients come in. The pandemic was fantastic because I switched it all to Zoom. So what was a local practice is now a nationwide practice, which is really cool. And we do a 60 to 90 minute functional medicine intake. And what we're doing in that intake is I'm just asking questions that sometimes seem more like what a counselor would ask you than what a doctor would ask you, because I'm really trying to get a big picture of what are your triggers and your mediators, what has moved us to this place of not feeling 100%, whether that's being overweight or having some more serious issues. And so we talk about things like, you know, what was stress like when you were a kid? Were you bottle fed or were you breastfed? Because that gives me a lot of information about their microbiome and how their GI tract is functioning. Were you sick a lot as a child? Have you had a lot of antibiotics? Who are your support systems in your life? You know, I work with both men and women, but I find that a lot of women come in and, you know, husband's not really supportive. They're kind of isolated. There have been moms at home. They don't have a lot of friends. And so I'm really their only support system. And so as we start to make changes, these are all things that we need to know. You know, what are the mental, emotional aspects of what needs to change? And then what are the biophysical aspects that we need to change? And then what are the supports that people have in their lives? Because if they don't have support at home, that's an added challenge that we need to work through. And a lot of times, you know, I have clients, I actually had a client referred to me today, which is so cool, from a doctor. This particular doctor I loved. But basically the doctor was like, you have to start eating better and you have to lose weight. And my client called me and was like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
So, like, eat better and lose weight is great. Exactly. But then you go home and it's like, well, so how do I do that? How does this work? Now what? And that's where that intake comes in of, okay, well, what are you eating right now? What are things that you absolutely don't want to give up ever? So many people think they're going to come to a nutritionist and I'm going to take their cookies away from them. I'm not going to take your cookies away from you. I'm going to ask you what you think you want to do as your next step. And then I'm going to give you resources to support you in doing that. So it's a very different process.
It really is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it can be so impactful and life-changing in so many beautiful ways, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The other funny thing that we do that I love doing with people, so in between that intake and then a week later we'll have a follow-up session where we'll get back together and go, okay, here's where you are, here's where you want to be, here's the plan to get there. In between that week, I have my clients do what's called a food mood poop journal. So we're tracking your food. I know. We're tracking your food. We're tracking what you're eating. And then we're tracking how it's affecting your mood. And then we're also tracking your poop. And I have had so many clients come to me and go, I did not realize that I only poop every other day. And we say, yep, that's not a good thing. That needs to get fixed. And then it's so fun towards the end of the program. I talk about poop all the time. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that on air. It's a medical thing. It's totally fine. But I have so many clients towards the end of their program go, I didn't even know what normal poop was. And it is so nice to be so regular and my body feels amazing. And I didn't even know what that was. And so part of that intake process is really teaching people to pay attention to their body, which is also something that, that doesn't happen in typical programs. You know, we count calories. We're not paying attention to if we're hungry or not.
Yeah, see, that's very important, right? Oftentimes we don't know. We just don't have any, clue or understanding, and I think that that is that's really essential. That is for people that you're talking about. You got to be in touch with your body. You got to know the changes in your body, and that's so important.
It's super important. Yeah, and I talk to people. I have a lot of people who come to me for weight loss because other things haven't worked. And I have so many people who come to me and say, you know, I feel like I've tried everything. I've tried Weight Watchers. I've tried Noom. I've tried this diet. I've tried Beachbody. And what almost all of them say is it worked while I was doing it, and then as soon as I stopped, I gained the weight back. And so what I say to them is I say the reason that happened is because you outsource what your body is designed to do. Your body is designed to tell you when you're full and when you're hungry. Your body is designed to tell you what kind of food it wants. If you're craving a banana, there's a reason you're craving a banana. But when we outsource that information to an app on our phone, now we're not paying attention to our body, and so we don't learn a skill. The only thing we learn is to count calories. And we don't learn how to pay attention. So then as soon as we stop counting calories, we haven't learned anything. We haven't grown in any ways. And we still have no clue how to actually feed ourselves. And so we just go back to our old habits. And it's so important. We are so out of touch with our bodies these days. I've asked people, you know, what is your average energy level throughout the day? And you're like, I don't even know. 7? 4? That's a big range. Pick one.
Right.
Because we just don't know. We're not in touch. Yeah. And so it's a process of getting in touch with our bodies and understanding that the way we were created has a purpose. We don't actually need to count calories to lose weight. Really unnecessary.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, when you really think about it, it really is amazing. I would imagine that a lot of people find it amazing too. What has the response been so far? What's been some of the feedback, Hallie?
So fun. That's one of my favorite things. One of my favorite quotes from a client is I had a client tell me, you know, I never thought about food as fuel before. What? that was mind blowing to me that someone had never thought about food as fuel before. But that's one of my favorite feedbacks. We talked about, you know, if you take a gas car and put diesel in it, it might go down the road for a little bit, but eventually it's going to break. And food is the same way. I had one client right now, wonderful woman. She's got stage 3 kidney disease. And she was telling me, she's like, you know, I used to think about quote unquote eating healthy as being something that was really hard. And now I love it. It gives me so much joy. And that's a really cool thing. That is not something that you get from a diet program. That food brings joy. I have another client, let's see, this is one of my favorite ones, who she was working with some kind of like postmenopausal stuff and hormones and had been on and off the diet train. She's been on a diet since she was 13. And she came to me and she's like, I have literally tried every diet and I don't know what to do and I am never giving up Diet Coke. And I said, okay, cool. So one of the things that I tell my clients is by the end of the program, by the end of the time you're done working with me, I want you to make nourishing choices 100% of the time. And she immediately, because she has diet mindset, went to, okay, that means I have to eat salads every day for the rest of my life. And I said, nope, that's not nourishing. And so what we talked about is, you know, food specifically falls into 3 categories. It's energy, that's calories, it's information. Fake sugar gives your body very different information than broccoli does. But then it's also connection. It's connection to our home. It's connection to our physical location. It's connection to family. It's connection to culture. It's connection to tradition. And so we have to look at all 3 of those categories. So she told me she was never going to give up Diet Coke ever. I said, okay, fine. You don't have to give up Diet Coke ever. I said, I want you to tell me what it's nourishing. So when you're going to get a Diet Coke, what is it nourishing? Is it nourishing connection to yourself? Is it nourishing connection to, like, family and friends? Is it nourishing? Like, what is it nourishing? And she came back a couple weeks later, and she goes, I don't think I want to drink Diet Coke ever again. And I said, okay,
yeah.
Tell me about that. And she goes, well, you know, I realize I just pick it up randomly, and it's not nourishing anything. I don't really even like it. And I said, huh, okay. And so just like that, we got Diet Coke out, which is huge because Diet Coke is, you know, fake sugar, so it's putting toxins in your body. Diet Coke specifically is really linked to autoimmune disease and brain fog and all these other things. But we got that out, and I told her she could keep it if she wanted to. So I think that's a really cool thing, to just see clients start to make that shift towards learning what is nourishing to them and learning, like, I don't even really like this thing. And I can take it out, and I don't feel like I'm losing anything. And it was the thing that they were holding on to with your life to start with.
Right, exactly. That's incredible. It really, really is. You know, sometimes we don't give ourselves a chance to heal because it's supposed to happen when we're sleeping, but we don't really sleep well either, right? All of this is about making a big psychological shift for people, because at the end of the day, food is really fuel. And, you know, sometimes all of this can be overwhelming if somebody doesn't understand what, you know, they need to do. But this is what's great about what you do. You break it down in easy to understand lay person's terms. They don't need to be, you know, nutritionists themselves. They don't need to be an expert. You really break it down, because it is, as much as it is the physical, going to the store, picking the right things, the right ingredients, it's a big psychological shift for people. And you help them through it.
Yeah. And you're so spot on. You mentioned sleep. You know, healing happens when we sleep. If we're not sleeping well, we're not going to lose weight. And that's just such a common one, the weight loss piece. But if you're not getting 8 hours of sleep, you're not going to lose weight. You can go to the gym all you want, and it's not going to come off because your cortisol is too high. So those are other things that we don't think about when we think about, you know, diet and exercise. Well, sleep matters just as much.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. It absolutely does. This is wonderful. A great conversation. And again, it's one of the basic things we do in life, you know, eating. But oftentimes in our busy, crazy schedules, we're always rushing and you know, grabbing the things and that we shouldn't be eating. You know, during the pandemic, they told us to stay 6 feet apart from each other, but they didn't tell us to stay 10 feet away from the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's a good one. Totally.
So, yeah, that's what I've been telling everybody. Like, oh, that's why they have the pandemic weight now. And that has shifted everything, too, the working from home and being so close to food. And we use food to comfort and to celebrate and mark special moments in our lives. Food is always around us. But you have to treat food with respect. And if you do, it'll treat you with respect, right?
Yeah, that's such a good way to put it. I love that. Yeah, treating it with respect. And then that's where the connection piece comes in, too. You said it. Food is how we comfort, how we celebrate, how we mark special occasions. And if we don't take that into account, no diet plan is ever going to be sustainable. Because we have to realize that those moments of celebrating and connecting, those are nourishing moments too. Eating pizza when you first move into a new apartment, that's a nourishing thing. Like, that's a fun celebration thing, and that needs to happen. Yeah, totally.
So if folks want to learn more about your incredible business, they can go to livenourishedcoaching.com. That's livenourishedcoaching.com to connect with Hallie Brook, our guest here on Close Up Radio, Colorado Springs, Colorado. But I imagine now with, you know, the technology and the online and all, you can work with clients, you know, wherever they are now, right?
Yeah, yep. You know, the pandemic was really a blessing for that. I know so many businesses struggled so much. My practice was already half online. So I'm a personal trainer. I have a studio here in the Springs that's beautiful and super fun. And then I also have an app that I use with my clients. So during the pandemic, I was already half set up for that. So I just switched personal training to that. And then Zoom is an amazing tool. I sort of hate Zoom. All the, you know, funny memes about like, you're muted, unmute, are
yeah.
so true.
Yeah.
But it's also a yeah. really beautiful connection device. Yeah, I have clients in Colorado Springs. I have a handful of clients in Lansing, Michigan. I have some clients in upstate New York, actually, because that's where I have family, which is really fun. I have a client in Steamboat, Colorado. I have a client in Southern California. And I'm really grateful. I feel like the pandemic, my company to pivot in a way that actually expanded what we can do and what we can offer, which I'm really thankful for. So yeah, anywhere in the country or the world, we can meet.
Absolutely. Again, I encourage folks to go to the website livenourishedcoaching.com. And Hallie is very approachable and skilled. Again, a nutrition coach, personal trainer, and founder of Live Nourished. And a pleasure to have an opportunity to chat with you, Hallie. Hope we get a chance to do it again down the line. Keep up the amazing work that you're doing for people and your clients that I know you value greatly. And it was a pleasure chatting with you on the show. Hope we get a chance to do it again and maybe hear some testimonials and case studies, things of that nature. But this went by
yeah.
in a New York minute. The whole episode has been recorded in full in its entirety, so people can hear it in the archives as well. Thanks for joining us, Hallie. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk with you, too. And I will say on my website, there's a link that says free consult. And if you do a free consult and then decide to jump in with us and you heard us here on Talk Radio, just let me know that and I'll give you a 10% discount.
That sounds great. So mention Close Up Radio when you go to the website. That's fantastic. LiveNourishedCoaching.com. Hallie, thanks for being with us and hope we chat some more down the line. That would be fantastic.
I would love that. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
You're welcome. You have a terrific day. And thanks to our audience, too, listening all around the world. Again, this episode is recorded in full in its entirety, so it'll be archived, and you can share the links with folks you think might really find it of great value. We always have great value conversations here on our show. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another fascinating guest right here on Close Up Radio. Until then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for being with us, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.